yourself a very triggered Christmas.
No!
Make the Yuletide gender neutral.
The last few days, you guys have been with us here on the show as we have talked about the controversy of banning Christmas songs. Started with Baby It's Cold Outside. And Kyle, our social media guy.
Well, no, I don't know if he's our social media guy anymore. He's our resident millennial. That's become the top title.
That's true. He's always been that. He was talking about some other songs that we should ban. But after days of people wailing on him on social media.
It's been hard for all of us.
Well, it's been like all of a sudden we're the people at the Alamo defending the Alamo in Texas against Kyle.
So after a few days of that, Kyle has decided to come clean, to redeem himself.
First of all, it's good to be around friends. Thank you guys so much for sticking up.
I never said I was your friend.
I know.
Right.
Thank you.
Either. You have promised us today that you have some acceptable Christmas songs that you'd like to do.
I was tired of the negativity, man. I can't be brought down all the time. And Justin sent this one in. It started with Baby It's Cold Outside.
Right.
But the Holderness family, I don't know if you guys know who they are.
They're funny.
They're on Facebook. I don't normally like them because I think they set an unreal precedent for what a family is.
Uh-huh. Oh, come on.
They're hilarious, you guys.
However, I do love the fact that they changed the lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, it's much more acceptable to millennials.
Say, what's in this drink?
Nothing but Sprite.
I wish I knew how.
Just walk right out the door.
To break the spell.
I do know how to spell harassment. I hear you loud and clear.
At least I'm gonna say that I try.
I'm trying super
hard.
Please just go out, baby. Just go outside.
Okay. See what
okay,
they did
so
there.
It's acceptable now to everyone. Baby, just go out.
Yeah, okay. We can let it back on the air. Awesome.
Okay. All right, that's good to know.
I found a few other ones
that
this
are acceptable
one,
to you.
You're
these
cool?
are acceptable.
Okay.
My wife turned me on to this one, and she said, if you make fun of this one,
mm-hmm.
I will kill you.
Okay, acceptable Christmas
All right,
songs.
Let's hear it.
This is from a new song.
Sure, I want to
bow. Yes.
For my mama.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we should all share a hug.
I'm not hugging you.
Christmas shoe.
No, it's the greatest Christmas song of all time. Hold on.
It's not the greatest Christmas song.
Dave, while I agree this is a socially acceptable song, it is not the greatest.
It is not the greatest.
No, no.
It's about mama and Jesus. How can it be bad?
I never thought I would say this, but I may want to go back to the band Christmas song. If that's the way we're going to go there.
There's got to be one.
All right. Acceptable.
This is acceptable, and it is also the greatest Christmas song ever made.
Okay.
Just go ahead and play it.
I'm with you on this one.
Tell me that doesn't make you want to just get up and dance.
It kind of brings a Christmas spirit, I will say that. Okay. All right.
I love this song.
That's on your acceptable list.
I'm okay
with that
list.
One. Okay. All right. I'm good with that. Okay.
But I was also trying to find, you know, I banned George Strait Christmas Cookies.
Right.
I banned Willie Nelson.
No, hang on. Let's be clear. You suggested that they be banned.
And the entire
we're still going to play them.
He doesn't have a wand.
Then the entire state of Texas was after your head.
Mm-hmm. See, this was the problem. Dave said you were trying to ban George Strait, and it's like, no. He suggested that we ban a Christmas song. We are not banning George Strait.
It's all the same thing.
Well, don't worry. I found the greatest Texas Christmas song ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And it comes from Casey Donahue and Cody Johnson.
All right, I'm in.
It must be Christmas time in Texas.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, there's no place I'd rather be.
Okay, I'm digging this.
You got tired of Oklahoma.
Who isn't tired of Oklahoma?
No kidding.
And all the music in Tennessee.
Yep. When Santa Rides Through Texas is the greatest Texas Christmas song ever written.
All right, okay. I'm kind of digging this one, too.
Yeah, it's cool.
So,
okay.
It's a good one.
You know what? We should have done this way earlier in the bit.
It's
much happier than the band Christmas songs.
I would have gotten a lot less hate mail.
All right, so just know that all of your negative comments on Facebook redeemed Kyle. Saved his soul. He came around with some acceptable Christmas songs.
Woo, it feels good, Kyle.
It does kind of feel good.
Thank goodness.
Here on The Morning Bull on 100.3 The Bull.